Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Pack up your bathing suits. It's travel app time.
Plus, we'll talk about Apple's big announcements and what it means for these.
And weekly wines, confessions, plus a new feature, Sarah's The Tip.
All that and more on iPad Today.
Petite Sarah!
Leo!
How are you, my dear?
I'm good.
Welcome back. You know, if I'm a little strange today, I'm not paying attention today.
why will that be?
You know, like if I by accident forget to record the show, that kind of thing.
Is it because it's 97 degrees outside?
It's a little warm. In fact, you can see on our magic thermometer, it's 80 degrees. But no, it's not that. It's this.
What is that?
You don't recognize that? Let me give you a close-up. Maybe if you saw it up close.
Look at that. It looks like a cannon
Does this help? People at home, help her out.
Wait a second.
People, okay, maybe.
This is starting to look familiar.
All right. Let's just show her this. Maybe she'll recognize it if I put this up behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Plants for Zombies IRL. In real life.
Made from a kiln.
So this came from a potter named...
So cute.
Named Moose. That's his nickname anyway.
Moose?
Moose Studios Pottery. Custom handmade art pottery, dinnerware, and custom commissions. And he sent me a note. This is his zombie defense team. 100% guarantee against zombie attack. And how do you use it? You place the sunflower pea shooter and chomper in a strategic location. If you see this on our front lawn, you'll know we're worried about zombie attacks.
So where are the plants? Are you sure we're not
These
the
are all plants. These are plants.
Well, what if they're...
See, that's a pea
what
shooter.
What if we're the zombies?
Oh, maybe they'll shoot us.
Maybe we're versus the...
See, there's the sunflower.
Really
there's
cute.
The pea shooter. So that's the pea shooter. See, it looks kind of like him, doesn't it? And there's
it
the
does.
Sunflower. See, that's the
what
sunflower.
What about the little one with the nasty teeth?
The chomper? They don't have it on here. It's actually... That's the back of his
it
head.
It looks like the zombie mouth.
It does, but that eats zombies, and that's the key.
So it's confusing the zombies.
So
that's really cute.
Moose is selling these. Limited edition, 300 numbered sets, and he wanted to plug it. So I thought, well, if you're going to send them to me, I'll plug it. You send me stuff, I'll plug it. SGUEYDAN at ATT.net if you want to. He doesn't say how much it is, but you can correspond with him.
Well, they're very cute, and I think that they could add to our very bare, not at all cluttered area behind you.
Should I put it up there? I've always felt
we needed.
There's something missing over here.
It's just so blah. You know, a little decoration and color never hurt anybody.
There you go.
Finally.
Yeah. It's just a little dresses.
Now we
it
look
up
a little moved in.
Speaking of which, you got a new apartment. Are you going to decor the place?
Oh, my gosh, Leo, there's so much to do. This place is massive. I move in on the 10th. Well, I can start moving in on the 10th. I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll get some of those.
I know where you can get some zombie sculptures.
Good. Yes.
By the way, iPad Today, we want to welcome you to it and our sponsors. We're very happy to have GoToMeeting sponsoring the show today. GoToMeeting brings people across the country and around the world together on the web with a web conferencing tool that's the best of the best. GoToMeeting for your free 30-day trial. Visit GoToMeeting.com/iPad Show and, of course, Audible.com. You can get your free audiobook right now by going to audiblepodcast.com/iPad Today. What is today's theme, Sarah?
Today's theme is travel apps.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! This is sort of part us wanting to talk about travel apps because, yep, of course, not only do we like to travel, but we like to think about traveling.
I don't know how many people know that you took a year off after you left G4 TV.
I did.
You took a year off and traveled all around. How many countries did you visit? Lots.
I don't even know that answer offhand. Greece, Turkey.
Well, you don't have to count them now, but you went to Europe, Asia, South America. Did you do Africa too?
Not Africa. I did India.
Amazing.
Yeah, I guess it was like 13 countries or something. I should know that. That should be an answer I've...
You did Beijing. You know, you did one of the things that I always wanted to do.
The Trans-Siberian.
That's amazing.
I did the Trans-Mongolian because I went through Mongolia down into Beijing.
And in Beijing,
Moscow.
You stayed in the hutongs in the back alleys
of
Beijing.
Oh, yes,
which is
I did. That
really
was
the way to
was,
see it.
One of the best experiences I've ever had. And that hutong may be raised by now because it wasn't going to last much longer.
No, the government's tearing them down.
And it's really sad. I mean, I'm not going to get into whether or not the Chinese should keep progressing, but it was a beautiful experience that it may not be there anymore. I don't know. I haven't checked it lately.
Well, in just a sec, we're going to show you an app that will at least give you a sense of what Sarah might have seen as she traveled around the world. But let me show you, before we do that, one of our travel apps that is more practical for planning your future trip. You probably all know about kayak.com.
Well, I know the kayak website.
Yeah. So this is an iPad app. I think they did a spectacular job making this a useful iPad app. The way Kayak works, the idea Kayak works behind Kayak is... You. By the way, it's going to now know where my location is, so it's looking for me, because it was set for Boston. So I can change the location. Oh, well, that's one way to do it, but let's change it to my current location. Use my current location. So you see all those orange dots. I'm going to set my home airport as San Francisco.
Bless me.
And now what it's going to do is show me all the possible destinations, up to 500 destinations.
Oh, nice.
So, Kayak, normally you type in where you want to go day and date, and it will search all of the travel sites for the best price. But this is even more fun for people who are, thinking about going somewhere. Like, where would you like to go, Sarah? How about Madagascar? Have you ever been there?
No, but I'd love to go. Africa's high on my list.
So this is the Kayak search. So it's looking for flights from San Francisco to somewhere.
Let's go
to Antananarivo.
Yeah.
And there's some hotels here, the destination airport. Let's search, shall we? And so it's going to go through and find flights by searching Orbitz, Travelocity, Expedia, Hotline, Pricewire, including also many airline sites. Here's Air France.
And that's the great thing about Kayak, is it's like an aggregator for all the different options that you have.
Makes it a lot easier. Now, it doesn't search every site. I think JetBlue's not on here. Virgin America might not be on here.
I don't think it is.
But you at least get an idea of what most, this is going to cost us. Round about, this is the cheapest airfare via Air France, $3,000 round trip. You can narrow it down. You can change the class and so forth. So this is where I always start. I usually use the website, but now with the iPad, I always start on the iPad to at least get a sense of what this might cost me. You still may want to use a travel agent, but this is a really fun way to search for flights and now also to search for hotels, rental cars, and a whole lot more. Now, this
is
pulled me
to the
website. Than
the website works just fine, but it opens up a bunch of windows, and the Kayak website can be a little overwhelming. So the iPad version of it is just nicer looking. Yeah.
Hotels, flights, cars, deals, and more. Although notice this is now the website, which is kind of too bad. Anyway, that's Kayak.
So you start off in a beautiful area, and then you get dumped to the website. But it's the information that's important. You want to save a couple $100 on that trip to Iceland, if at all possible.
Now, are you going to show 1,000 experiences?
I can't.
I'll pull it up here. No, that's all right. I'll pull it up. It's big. It's huge. I have it because I've had it for a long time. So why don't you talk about it while I show it?
Well, Leo, let's set this up. Do you ever go to Lonely Planet just to see what's going on in countries
you've
never been to?
It's like reading cookbooks, isn't it?
It is. It's like reading. It's kind of like a Wikipedia type of a situation, except that this is called 1,000 Experiences, and it's a Lonely Planet. That's where they're getting their information from, and it kind of almost looks like a little Drobo, where you just...
It does. You pick a card.
You pick a card, any card. And then...
Well, look at this. Top 10 off-the-beaten-track U.S. national parks. So
such
you can
as
see there's
Sequoia,
a whole
California.
Lot of other things. Look at this one. Most bizarre restaurant... Let's see that.
Yeah, so
most bizarre restaurants and bars. Look at this. Hobbit House in the middle of the Philippines.
It's very Anthony Bourdain, isn't it?
It's all little people. Isn't that wild? It's Tolkien-themed bar and restaurant. The world's only bar owned and staffed by hobbits. Okay, I don't know. Weird.
That's bizarre.
How about the Depeche Mode bar in Estonia?
I love it.
Do you love Depeche Mode? You seem like a Depeche Mode
girl. I absolutely love Depeche Mode. Are you kidding me?
This dark
corner. One of my favorite bands ever.
Of Estonia is filled with black-clad, rake-thin Depeche Mode fans.
What do you say we do an iPad today on location in
Estonia
at the Depeche Mode bar?
Your own personal Jesus cocktail.
So the idea behind 1,000 Experiences is when you go to somewhere like Lonely Planet...
but the thing is, there's so many. I've never seen this. I've used this all the time. There's so many things in here.
By the way, it's
Ba'ar.
Because, of course, it's Estonia. The idea with Lonely Planet is you're looking by place. You start at a place, and then you get to find out all sorts of things. What's neat about 1,000 Experiences is that it's almost like a deck of cards, arranged by experience. Like, do you want to go to a Depeche Mode themed bar? Do you want to see a Hobbit town? Do you want to go to a national park that you've never heard of? There are all these categories that are different than just figuring out, okay, I want to go to Africa, and now let's drill down, into Namibia or whatever. Yeah, it's so much fun.
This is kind of getting Sarah's experience of traveling around the world without ever leaving your iPad, and that's why I kind of like it.
Well, what's nice about it is that it gives you ideas for things that even in your wildest dreams, if you were studying a map for a year straight, you wouldn't know about or think about.
Right.
And those are the best kinds of inspirations sometimes you wouldn't think of weird, bizarre bars, for example, or you wouldn't think of, if you don't know that there's a national park called Sequoia National Park just here in California, you'd never think to go. So it's kind of a different way of starting out a trip or just daydreaming for a while.
It's kind of, to me, it's aspirational travel.
Yeah, 10 places you wouldn't expect to find kangaroos, for
example.
Look
at this, the world's happiest places.
I want to go.
Bhutan, you've been there. Haven't you been to Bhutan?
No.
Don't they look happy?
I wish I would.
They're happy.
I've gone.
All right, I got one more for you.
All right.
So we went from the practical to the fantasy world.
Yes.
But once you set up your trip, I use a site, and I know you talked about this with Tom Merritt, called TripIt, where I email all my plans. It builds an itinerary. But how do you take TripIt with you? Now, there is a TripIt app for the iPhone and Android, but TripIt hasn't done an iPad app. Fortunately, TripIt has an API, and there's some great travel apps that are designed to work with TripIt. This is called Travel Tracker Pro. It'll sync with your TripIt. It builds your itinerary, including hotels, airplanes, rental cars. You get this great itinerary. You can do things like keep track of your frequent flyer miles. You can have an expense report built into it. It would automatically import all the costs, and then you add additional costs. It also is a great way to kind of browse through your trip. I'm planning a trip to South America in February.
Lucky
and
dog.
It's all in there.
So this is really something that not only could you use for yourself, but if you're doing a lot of business trips, travel.
It's great for business.
Very organizational.
Yeah.
We get a lot of requests from people saying, how do I use my iPad as something for my business?
Right.
So this is a good example of that. If you have to keep track of money, which most of us do.
So there are some travel apps. It was hard to narrow it down to three. I kept coming up with more. You did too. The iPad is really well suited to travel.
It's well suited to travel, and we like to keep our themes small so that they don't go on forever and ever, but we'll definitely revisit the travel theme.
You know, that's true. We don't have to do it all in one.
No. In fact, I think if we try to, then we rush through things too quickly.
Anyway,
those are three travel apps that are excelente.
If you want links to today's theme apps, you can visit. By the way, Kayak and Travel Tracker Pro are free. 1,000 experiences.
$3.99.
It's cheap.
Yeah. For that much fun, $4
is absolutely
no big.
We've got all the information in our show notes at twit.tv/IPT.
And of course, if you want links to our if you have theme ideas of your own, which you always do, and thanks so much for all of your feedback.
Yeah, we steal them.
We steal them. And we did get, I have to call out, there were several of you who had promoted the Kayak app in the past. Unfortunately, I don't remember any of your names. But Leo came up with that on his
independently, because
so,
I use it. I use it all the time.
So thanks so much for all of your travel app ideas. That's definitely part of the reason that we picked this theme. But if you have theme ideas, and a lot of you have already sent them in, and I'm putting them in my little list, send us an email at iPadToday@twit.tv.
Today's show brought to you by our friends at Audible. You know, we talk about Audible all the time. I'm a major Audible listener. In fact, if you like to travel, Audible's a great way to get those long plane flights over with. Whether you have a commute, you spend time in the gym, you garden, or you're on the plane, listening to audiobooks is, I think, the best way to get reading done. I get to read all the time. I'm just finishing The Wind-Up Girl, which was a Tom and Veronica recommendation from Sword and Laser, and I just loved it.
Yeah?
Couldn't recommend it more highly. If you like kind of science fiction, there's all sorts of stuff here, though. Business, classics, education, fiction and nonfiction. I love listening to history. There's mysteries on here, thrillers. Felicia Day loves the romance novels, science and technology. There's a lot of sci-fi. In fact, one of the things that Audible's done so well is started recording their own versions of audiobooks that were never recorded in the first place. And a lot of sci-fi was never recorded because, they were pulp things. You know, the companies just didn't believe in audiobooks. So they've created a series called Audible Frontiers They now have almost 5,000 science fiction and fantasy titles. They have a huge number. You know, we were talking about travel. I should probably show some of the travel books, too. Do you ever read any Bill Bryson? Do you know who he is?
No. Well, maybe. The name sounds familiar.
Bill Bryson. I'm going to make a recommendation because we always like to do a pick. He wrote a short history of nearly everything.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've heard of him, but I
don't think I've read any of his stuff. In a sunburned country, which is his visit to Australasia. But I would say this is the one I would recommend. It's called A Walk in the Woods. He walked the Appalachian Trail, and it's really a great experience.
I heard something on NPR about this book.
Yeah, he's just fantastic. Bryson book would be great, but you can get this one free right now if you go to audiblepodcast.com/iPadToday. You can listen to Bill read his great book, I Walk in the Woods, or any of the other books if you've already read this one.
Water moccasins and nests of copperheads. Bobcats, bears, coyotes, wolves, and wild boar. Loony hillbillies destabilized by gross quantities of impure corn liquor.
You get the idea. My recommendation today, A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson, but browse around 70,000 titles, actually almost 80,000 titles now, at audible.com. What a great place to know about. Download them and play them on your computer, on your iPad, your iPhone, your Zune, your Kindle. In fact, the new Kindle has your Audible library built in. In fact, there's a new iPhone and Audible and Android app that's fantastic. If you haven't taken a look at those, audible.com. And if you want to get that free book and you're not already a member, audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. We thank them for their support of iPad.
Thanks,
today.
Audible. I'm going to listen to that Bill Bryson book.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't read his stuff because he seems like he's right up your alley.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Sometimes I miss things. It's a big world out there.
So what's been happening in the big world out there in iPad news? Well, Apple had a big announcement.
It's weird. It depending on who you ask, it was either a major disappointment or really interesting.
Well, from the point of view of the iPad, and I guess that's what we should focus on, they did say that iOS 4.2 would come out.
November. And that's disappointing to a lot of folks who were hoping that it would have been September 1st, Wednesday.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have it. They did release 4.1, which does not have support for the iPad, but we will finally, when iOS 4.2 comes out for the iPad, have multitasking, folders, this new HDR feature that they showed, although since there's no camera, I don't know how much use that's going to be on an iPad.
The HDR thing is a little weird to me because HDR photography is cool, but it's almost like a filter. You know, I mean, it makes things look a certain way, but I thought I'd rather have a better camera.
I agree. I've been trying to think of why they did it. It really only makes sense in the iPhone, not even on the new iPod Touch, because that camera's not very good.
Right.
But I realize the real problem is, and people do this all the time, you probably do this too, when you take pictures of something like a sunset or a beautiful ocean view, you never get, the picture never looks like what you saw.
No.
Because a camera can't get the dynamic range that your eyes can.
Right.
So either the sky is overexposed or the beach is underexposed, you're never going to get. So it kind of makes sense. What this is going to do is, again, iPhone, iPod Touch only, take three images, three different exposures, merge them together using something called tone mapping, which is not really true HDR, but by doing the tone mapping, at least, and it's going to, and I've looked at the samples, it's pretty subtle, but at least that sunset will kind of look like what you thought it
looked like. It's replicating, your view that much more. But the problem with the iPads being pushed out to November, well, for those who were hoping that they'd get iOS 4 yesterday or Wednesday, if you're listening to this or watching this later, it makes it all that more complicated to try to recommend buying an iPad now to folks who maybe want to get the next generation of iPads, and now iOS 4 is that much closer to when we could see them in possibly January, although now people are saying April, and I'm just super confused.
I mean, my guess, and it's totally a guess, I have no inside track, but it'd be my guess that Apple, and I said this last week, will do the same thing with the iPad they do with the iPhone once a year and once a year only.
Right.
They see that as a competitive advantage against, say, Android, because there's a lot of different form factors, and they think people are confused by that. There's a new Android phone every few weeks that holds people back. So I think they're probably smart to release it only once a year. So that means, yes, it won't be till April or May that you'll see a new iPad. So don't hold back. Get that iPad now.
Don't hold back if you want to be part of the fun, because it is fun.
Especially if you're a sumo wrestler.
Totally. So this
What's the story? I saw this and I thought, Leo, that's bizarre.
This is the weirdest story I've read in a while. I'm always on the lookout for iPad-related stories, of course, because we like to feature the iPad news on the show. Apparently, in Japan, the official sumo federation has bought their sumo wrestlers' iPads. Now, there's...
That's a silly image in my mind.
It's very
why.
Weird. And there's kind of a, you think, okay, well, the article initially says it's because the sumo wrestlers are so large that their fingers don't do well with small phones.
So this is for them kind of like a phone.
Yes. I mean, it's like, how fat can your fingers actually get, even if you're a big person?
I don't
know.
Look how fat my fingers are. Well, I got stubby.
You don't hold a lot of fat deposits in your hands or your feet. I mean, maybe a bit.
I guess you're right.
But anyway, I guess the sumo wrestlers have supposedly had a problem being able to communicate with their with the small smartphones, especially in Japan with the kanji characters and everything. So they're going iPad. Okay, that's fine. But then if you read the rest of the article, it gets into the fact that actually sumo officials decided to buy the iPads because the sumo wrestling organization has had a bit of issues with gambling and mafia ties lately.
Oh, it's to clean up their image.
They blame the fact, and it's like, iPads, how is that going to help anything? They blame the fact that nobody's really talking to each other. There's not a good enough communication from within the organization. And if they all have iPads, then maybe they'll be like, hey, man, I'm with so-and-so, not with the mafia gang member that I might have. I mean, it's very weird.
Well, I just wanted to show you, this is what the sumo wrestlers need. This is an iPad... I'm sorry, a Foursquare, third-party Foursquare app for the iPad called Dash 4. Have you seen this?
No.
So these are all my Foursquare friends all over the world. I got little pins in the maps. But I don't have any friends in Japan. So sumo wrestlers, friend me on Foursquare so I can see what you're up to. I have one friend in India.
I mean, isn't that just so weird, though? Sumo wrestlers, their hands are too big for smartphones. We need to communicate with them because they may be into some... unsavory activity.
They can't tap the pins.
So make sure that it's like GPSing your wrestlers.
I think so.
But they got to hold iPads. It's very strange, but I liked the story.
That's actually a new feature we're going to do called iWeird.
Yes, that was today in iWeird. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
That was particularly weird.
It
now, a new feature we're going to call Sarah's Duh Tip.
Duh.
Why do you call it that?
I call it that because this is something that the iPad has had as a feature since day one, but I just discovered it.
Oh, that's good. There's a lot of that, actually.
Yeah, you know, it's you can never get it all, and so I figure if I didn't know about it, the chances are a lot of you didn't either. We talked recently about the idea that it would be so great to have user accounts because a lot of families are now sharing iPads and people want access to certain things, and it gets complicated when you've got adults and kids and babies and the whole thing. Well, that's not a feature yet, but what you can do if you're somebody who's sort of the matriarch of the iPad in the family is you can add something called restrictions.
Oh.
So if you go into your settings, you go into your general tab, and then you go into the restrictions area. So I just have set a very tough password of 1234 for myself. Now, once restrictions are on, I've enabled restrictions. I can now disallow a variety of popular apps like Safari or iTunes if you don't want people buying a bunch of music on your dime. You can turn off location areas. Yeah.
I joined the new iTunes Ping.
Yes.
You know that new social network, and it picks up all the stuff you bought and said, here's the music you like, and my son has been buying hip-hop and rap songs.
There you go. And people are going to say Leo's having a midlife crisis.
He's
speaking
to Ludacris.
Exactly. Luda.
Freak-a-leak.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not really the image I want to project here.
But it's great, and it actually gets more complicated. It's like, maybe you say, well, I don't actually want to completely turn off the iTunes store, but I want to be able to have, you know, not have my kids download anything at 17 or over apps.
That's really actually really cool.
It's a cool feature. Actually, and really, what's kind of annoying about it is that you would have to turn on the restrictions every time you hand over the iPad to maybe a younger family member or something like that. So it's a little bit clunky. It would still be nicer to have user accounts where some people have certain restrictions and some people don't. But this is at least a good workaround for now. You know, you just go into settings. Again, general, restrictions, and then you've got all your options from there. And try to pick a password that isn't 1234, because that's really easy. And so, for example,
the kids would never guess
let's
that.
Say I turn off Safari, right? Now, when I go back to my main page, Safari's just gone.
Oh, that's
It was
nice.
Down in my bottom dock, so it's like, Listen, if you've got tech-savvy kids, they're going to find a way to try to break in.
I wonder if they have a Wii Rule button. You could turn off Wii Rule.
I don't think so, because that has to be built into, like, the app has to have the restriction and capability to talk to.
I could still play Wii Rule.
I know. No,
you know,
yeah, Jennifer
fairy
won't
trees.
Be able to take it away from you. Darn. Anyway, that's a good workaround if you've got an iPad that you're sharing with a good number of people, and at least you want them to not run up your credit card bill. So that's my duh tip for the day. I just learned it, and hopefully it'll help out some of you out there.
Here's my ping. So look at this. I'm not. You thought I was joking. This is the new iTunes 10, and here's the albums that I like: Black Eyed Peas, T.I.
You know,
Bob,
T.I. is out of jail now.
Ludacris, Jay-Z. That's my stuff, man. That's
yeah.
Those are my tunes.
Battle of the Sexes.
You know all that music.
I don't.
She recognized it all.
I thought, what is this stuff? I was reading it.
What is this stuff?
I know T.I. because I know he went to jail. Ludacris, I'm actually a fan of.
Okay.
Jay-Z, of course.
iPad Today would be nothing without your participation. Our viewers are so great. We get a lot of email. Let's read a couple of tomes from the mailbag.
Absolutely. First one from Ed Campbell, who describes himself as a cranky old geek. So he fits right in. He says, as a cranky old geek retiree, I check in nervously, of course, with the stock market a few times a day. Take a look at the Bloomberg iPad app to see what can be done. Terrific. Great. Love it. But, and here's where his weekly whine comes in, but my investment account is over at Fidelity.
Oh.
Give them a whine for only offering a 2x iPhone app for the iPad. So it's really just an iPhone app that you can blow
I'm
up.
I'm a Fidelity customer too, and it's very frustrating. Yeah.
It's one of my old 401ks is with Fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even Tech TV. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was Tech TV.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, get with it, Fidelity. You got the money. Hire an iPad app developer and you know.
Doesn't that bug you, though, when they've got an iPhone app?
Yeah.
It'd be so easy. Well, your AppCap award is going to be something kind of like that. It'd be so easy to take the iPhone app and just make it work on the iPad. I don't understand why they don't
and
do that.
And not just by blowing it up. The iPad is not designed for it. Yeah. Small companies.
You know, we complained before. Stupid old Facebook is still using the. This is the iPhone app.
I don't even want to get into it.
Stupid old Facebook.
And look at it. And it doesn't
look
rotate
at that.
Correctly.
Doesn't rotate.
It's stupid.
Stupid old Facebook.
I'm actually very upset about it.
Should I check you into the Twit Cottage?
Yeah, why not?
Stupid old Facebook.
I allow my friends to do that. MG checks me in. It's like if you look at my stream on Facebook, I don't really do anything except get checked into places.
Let's check Sarah Lane in here.
Let's.
All right.
Let's
do it. I'm checked into the Twit Cottage with Sarah Lane.
You're with me.
Woohoo! Woo! I'm not alone anymore.
Nope. You'll never be alone again. By the way, Ed Campbell,
that's where our CEO is. She's getting her hair done.
Lisa's going to look so good.
Busted.
It's like.
Busted.
She knows you're not going to get mad or she wouldn't do that. Ed Campbell, the cranky old geek, goes on to, he has a really good idea. He says, oh yeah, by the way, guys, it's handy when driving to keep a full screen message handy, like a 2-inch font that says, get off your cell phone or something even more
rude.
If
just
you're driving something as bad as my Ram pickup, pull alongside some dolt and flash the message.
What would you use Pages to do that? What program would you use to get the big text?
I think you could even just use Notes.
Oh,
just
okay.
Blow it up. Just zoom in. The problem with that, Ed, is that then you're holding up something. And isn't that the whole reason to not be on your cell phone is that you've got a hand that's not free and people looking over and then they're going to crash? I don't know. He's cranky.
All right. I got another email. Before we do that, let me just see how well Ed's technique works here.
Okay.
it's not going to work that well. Let me see. You can't blow it up that big. It's too small. You can't see it.
People are going to get an accident. Because
next
they're,
story.
They're figuring out.
It's too small.
You can't make it out of here. You can only zoom in 200%.
Maybe I could change the font. See, this is my problem. I can't figure out how to use any
well,
of this stuff. Next story. The iPad has improved my marriage, writes Mike. Like most couples, my wife and I have pet peeves and tensions. What is that true? Pet peeves.
Well, this is a good email for all of the long-suffering spouses.
Yeah, LSS.
There's actually a flip side to all of this.
One of her pet peeves when we go shopping together, there are certain stores she likes to spend a lot of time in, AC Moore, Michaels, Joann Fabrics, that I would rather have needles shoved into my occipital lobe than spend much time in. Boy, I'm with you on Joann Fabrics. I can't. Fabric shopping,
me
not
too.
My favorite.
Ugh,
you don't like
nightmare.
That?
Mm. No.
Previously, I would wait in the car, like most guys, and she, being the wonderful person she is, would feel guilty about me being bored in the car. Therefore, she'd feel rushed, and she couldn't really enjoy her allotted time browsing the vastly interesting aisles of stickers, rubber stamps, and other fantastic treasures held within. The iPad, loaded up with games, movies, and other content, now provides me with sufficient entertainment that I'm able to reassure her I will not be bored, no matter how many shops she enters, for how long, so her guilt is gone and she can shop in bliss. And when she's happy, I'm happy. Or more precisely, I'm allowed to be happy.
The iPad, marriage enhancer.
I love it.
And that's the iPad confession of the week. Mike, we're so glad that the iPad has helped your long-suffering spouse to enjoy Joann's fabrics and not have to worry about you. I mean, you might be overheating in the car, but at least you'll die happy.
Yeah, I'm actually with him. That's exactly what I use the iPad for, too.
Go on, honey. Go do
your
thing.
Go shopping. I'm fine.
Shop slowly.
All right. Well, now we have a video from one of our viewers. He's figured out a way to do, what is it, augmented reality?
It's augmented reality. Remember a while ago, there was that whole GE experiment. You could go to Ecomagination at GE, and they had you print out a piece of paper and hold it up to the screen, and you'd see sort of this 3D action. We'll see what Eddie Starr and his friend Kev came up with. Great idea.
I'm Eddie Starr, and this is my friend Kev, and we are working with the iPad and augmented reality. I'm going to have all the links and information, but instead of having to go to GE's website to use their augmented reality to get a piece of paper to download, to print, and all that, you can actually use the iPad. I just want to show you an example now. This is using the iPad on GE's augmented reality website.
Woo!
This is the augmented reality technology. Now what they need to do, go ahead and just turn it so you can see the sun in the other direction.
Cool. Isn't that awesome?
Now they need to create a way that allows you to put augmented reality and play with it. What do you
think?
Isn't that a great idea? All right. Love iPad today. Have a great day. Bye.
Wow, that's really cool.
Bye, Eddie and Kev. Thanks. So here's what happened. So I looked at that and I went, wait, what did they do? Did they have a certain site up? No, none of that. Ooh, Leo Laporte tagged you at the Twit Cottage. Thanks, Facebook.
Did it really bug you? Did it really say that?
Yeah, I pushed it.
I have to turn off Facebook notifications too.
Well, I don't know why I didn't. So anyway, this was hard to do because if you go to the Ecomagination Challenge website, the GE website, first of all, they want you to print out a piece of paper. And so the whole point is to not print out the piece of paper, just to pull it up on the iPad.
Because we're talking eco.
But you can't go to that site on the iPad because it's flash enabled. So I had to go to it on my computer, email the PDF to myself, pull up the PDF through iBooks on my iPad, but then look at the fun results.
Here's Sarah Lane with augmented reality. Okay, so that's the image.
It works.
And there's the audio and everything.
Yeah. Look, I got the sun. I mean, it's kind of like
it's a little magical.
It's weird. I mean, it's
I keep waiting for Chris Angel to pop out.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, as you can see, I was kind of in low light, so that was just in the cottage last night.
Is there any way you can use this? Any way at all?
No.
Is it any value whatsoever?
Not at all.
It's just cool.
I mean, they gave me a great idea. Well, I'm going to eat the sun.
Oh, that's lucky it went away.
I know.
You could have burned your roof of your mouth.
Well, I almost
that's
just...
That's like eating a hot pizza.
I almost brought us into a new ice age.
Yeah.
there's... I don't know. I don't
what
quite...
What are you doing here?
What?
You made it go dark. I like
well,
that.
Well, you know why? I don't know. I just didn't expect you to play at the end of it.
You're so silly.
I know. Well, this is what I do late at night when everyone else has left the building. I start eating suns and things like that. Anyway, so Eddie and his friend Kev, thanks for the fun idea. I recreated it. I don't quite know what to do at this point, but I guess the GE experiment initially, and you remember when that made the rounds.
Yeah,
I guess,
they're a sponsor of Green Tech.
They are, indeed. It's kind of like a proof of concept that you can do fun stuff, but there's really nothing to
no real use for it.
Yet.
We would love to hear.
Try that.
We would love to hear from you. You can write to us at iPadToday@twit.tv or
you can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-iPad. And by the way, none of you left us voicemails this last week, so
what?
I don't know what
none?
The issue is.
Maybe it's broken.
Well, I think they are afraid of
us
the message
them,
that I
fun
left.
Of them? What'd you say?
Well, I don't know.
We will reserve the right to make fun of you, mock you mercilessly. What?
No, I just. I don't know. It's just a stupid message. I'll re-record a message.
Here,
I'll
do one with
you. More incentive.
Maybe it'll be cheerier if it's the both of us.
Okay.
And we'll be chipper this time.
Yeah.
Steph, I'm Sarah. Leave a message.
My back hurts.
I'm so
iPads
tired.
Or something.
iPad Today brought to you by our good friends at GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting. Citrix does a great job with GoToMeeting. I don't know if you've ever used it, but let me tell you something. If you've ever been on a conference call, I think I don't have to tell you how dull, how boring, how difficult it is to keep people engaged. GoToMeeting is the solution there. It's the way business gets done. More and more of the people you work with are across town, across the country, even around the world. And the best way to meet with them is online. Saves you travel time, keeps them engaged on those conference calls. Great for collaborating because, well, let me explain how it works. What happens is you set up a GoToMeeting. You could do it ahead of time and send them an email invitation, a link they click. They don't even have to have the software. They just click the link, the software installs, and they're seeing your computer on their screen. It's so easy to do. You can even do it while you're on the phone with them. You can say, well, look, you know, can I show you what we're talking about here? You tell them to go to the website, gotomeeting.com. You give them the 9-digit meeting ID, and again, it installs instantly if they haven't ever used it before, and they're seeing your computer on their desktop. Great for collaboration because you can give them control. They can even show you their desktop on your computer. Sales presentations, of course, PowerPoint or Keynote, product reviews, demos, any kind of meeting. It's just much more engaging, much more fun. This is web conferencing done right. Easy. It's that traversal means you don't have to worry about routers or any weird configuration. It just works out of the box every time. And we should mention the free iPad app makes GoToMeeting really all that much better. If you're having GoToMeeting with people who have iPads, you know, they're just going to flip their lid. They're going to say, my first GoToMeeting on an iPad, I couldn't believe it. It blew me away because there's a microphone in here and there's speakers in here and you're in the meeting. All you do is you enter the meeting ID, you say join, and boom, you're in a meeting. GoToMeeting.com/iPad show. That's the website to try it free for 30 days, absolutely free. Unlimited meetings, many meetings you want, as long as you want. GoToMeeting.com/iPad show. We
thank you. One of our viewers sent me an article. There's a class at, I forget the name of the college, where they're going to conduct the entire semester just using iPads, and all the students got iPads on loan to get through
with GoToMeeting.
To get through the class. Well, not with GoToMeeting, just to have iPads for.
They should be using GoToMeeting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like you don't actually even really need the kids to come to class. I guess when you're college students,
maybe that's why.
You probably shouldn't be encouraged to sit around in your underwear.
I think that's the future of education. Why should you have to all be somewhere? You could be anywhere. It's distance learning.
For, if I ever wanted to go to grad school or something, I mean, if I had more choices like this,
I know.
Where I could do stuff like this from remotely because I'm all over the place
anyway.
Well,
you know about iTunes U. Go to iTunes U on your iPad. I'm watching lectures from Stanford, Cal Poly, Yale, all on my iPad. You really can get a college education for free now.
It's so cool.
Right on the iPad. It's a perfect educational tool along with everything else.
Somehow you put on your app cap.
I'm ready. You know, I'm prepared.
I was looking right at you.
I'm prepared. Although I got a new cap at the Giants game the other night. It's a panda cap.
Would you like to upgrade your app cap?
Well, maybe does it have to always be the fez? It could be something different.
I mean, the app cap is just a hat. I mean, I love the fezes, but I think that you should put on a panda app.
Sarah was having a particularly feverish dream when she thought of this idea. The idea is we put on a hat and talk about our favorite app of the week.
Listen. This is gold, all right?
What's the deal? What's the deal with the hat? That's all I want to know. What's the deal with the hat?
I don't know. I wanted an excuse to wear a hat once a week.
Well, gosh, I don't need an excuse. How many hats do I have?
A lot.
I have a collection.
See?
I have them all over the place.
I mean, this is custom made for us.
This is from Fezorama.com. Thank you.
These are the App Cap Awards.
You start.
Okay, I'll start. This app had a lot of popularity as of yesterday. It is the Twitter app for iPad.
The official Twitter app.
So this
I see you have a lot of Twitter apps. You got TweetDeck.
Well, see, this is the thing.
You got TwitterLater.
So Twitter, the official Twitter app, it was still the old Tweety app that had become the Twitter app.
Right.
Because Twitter had bought Tweety, which actually, that's why it took so long for them to get an official iPad app. And in the meantime, I downloaded pretty much every other Twitter app in the entire world. And for whatever reason, nothing just seemed Twitter enough. The problem with like a Twitter later or if you go through Livestream, is they all work nicely, but it's almost like they're skinned too much. They're too unique looking.
This really looks like the website.
It looks like the website. It keeps that Twitter
experience. Is it better in portrait or landscape? I guess it doesn't matter. You get the same thing one way or the other.
It's
the same.
It's
just taller.
What's nice is that when you look at the in landscape mode, you go, well, there's all this sort of area over here
right. That
isn't being used. But here's what you do. So first of all, let's say I want to expand this good tweet. I just pinch out, and now I've got the tweet, I've got the bio on good, I've got, you know, full profiles, anybody who's mentioned good. That's always been sort of a weird thing with Twitter, is like you have to type in someone's name and then it's almost like searching for them is weird. And
now pinch is kind of neat.
I've got now these multiple pages that I can
columns.
Yeah, move around. So then let's say that, you know, so I open up this good tweet.
So it is using the landscape. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. There's actual real estate that you can, stupid dodo case. I love you, dodo case, but sometimes
it's hard to do the pinch sideways, but I'm trying it right now on mine, and it's not that hard to do in real life.
It's not that hard to do, but no. I've actually had a little bit of a problem
with it.
It could
be
easier. Maybe it's 'cause
I bite my nails. Double tap doesn't do it, does it?
No, it's a pinch, and then you can pinch in to collapse as well. You've got your at replies.
Move it over to the left a little slightly.
So you've got your at replies. If you want to, this is kind of cool. So let's say I'll go to my mentions, right? So people who have responded to me. And I expand. Okay, I'm not very good at expanding. Then if I want to, this isn't the way I do it. If I want to go to our conversation.
There's a lot of manipulation there.
I know. Actually, I still have to figure out how
this
works.
Do you think this is as good as some of the other things? Or, I mean, it clearly has some new features to it.
Well, the nice thing about it is that it's Twitter. This is the official Twitter app, right? So it says Twitter as Twitter gets. It's more comfortable for me. But the thing is that it's really changed a lot of behaviors. In a way that, as you can see, I mean, I'm still kind of grappling with.
Right.
So Denise Howell, it nicely opens up the Flickr page.
It's got a built-in browser.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
You're not actually clicking out of anything. So that's good. That's pretty cute. Now I'm trying to figure out how I get the thread, because that was actually something that I noticed that was so great earlier.
So you could see the videos within the line. That's
nice. Anyway, there's a way to do it. I'm just being an idiot, I guess. The behaviors are a little different, so you have to get used to it. You know,
the time being, I'm going to stick with the Usfora, which is the one I recommended.
Been down
and I like it
so much. They've really had a lot.
Oh, that's
been,
not good.
I don't know what's going on with them. Maybe they're trying to hurry and get some features set up so that they can compete with Twitter again. Anyway, so all the services, the stuff that you're used to, you can change your image service, video service. You can sync it with Instapaper.
This is not unique
to the iPad app. This is also something that you can do with the iPhone app as well, but very, very handy. So if you haven't tried it out, at least give it a go and see if it compares with your Twitter clients for the iPad that you may have already been in love with for a while now. Twitter Later was my favorite before this, but I'm not going to even probably use Twitter Later anymore.
Yeah, this is what I'm using Usfora. And look, there's a tweet from Sean Reiser. Fezzes are cool.
See?
Sean, you're right. Fezzes are cool.
So all those people that email me every week saying, why do you wear those ridiculous hats? You look ridiculous. That's the point. That's the actual
goal that we have now
achieved.
We got to get out of here. Tech News Today is coming up, so I want to show you quickly my app cap of the week. This came out yesterday, and it came from the chat room, which earlier today I was saying, I could do Twitter. As you see, I got Twitter. I could do some other things. I could do this Epic Citadel, which if you haven't seen it, is really worth downloading. This is the demo of Project Sword, the app that Apple was talking about at their event that's coming out from Epic in the fall. It's free, Epic Citadel. That's a bonus. But this is the one I decided to pick. It came out yesterday from NASA. If you love space photography, you'll love this. Of course, they've got the space photo of the day, the astronomy photo of the day. They've even got a connection to NASA TV. So when there's an event going on from NASA, you can watch it right here on your iPad. I exited out of it. This is what, by the way, the one thing that bugs me, and I like Android better, has a back button. It seems like this is missing a back button. Sometimes the only way to get out of something seems to be...
There's a back button.
There's a back button here, but I didn't see it on the TV thing. NASA television clips, tweets from NASA, Even NASA tweets these days. I loved watching the rover.
It's for space
junkies. And you can click the planet then and see more about that planet. I'm going to touch Uranus. And there it is. And learn more about that.
Do not do that again.
It'll give you updates in the news. Here's some news from Voyager just came out. This is a deep, deep program. There's a lot here to click around with. Highly recommend it because it's absolutely free. Of course it is. We paid for it. It's NASA HD. Just came out for your iPad.
That's fun.
Yeah, I like it a lot. That's my app.
That's about as close as I'm ever going to get to space. So I'm going to.
Did you ever want to be an astronaut?
No.
Okay. Because I could send you to the moon.
We've had this conversation, and I got a bunch of angry at replies on Twitter once. I said I wouldn't go into space if I had the chance because I'm claustrophobic and the idea scares me. But I'm very interested in it from afar.
I like
so this is the app for me.
I like astronaut ice cream. You ever have that? It's very good.
No.
Freeze dried, rich, creamy.
No, I haven't had it.
Hmm.
I don't really like freeze-dried things. Hmm. Maybe that's why I wouldn't be a good astronaut either. And the barfing.
Hey, thank you, everybody, for being here. We really appreciate it.
We do. Remember to subscribe to the show if you like it. You can listen to it. Of course, we always offer the audio version. But the show is best digested video. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to miss all the good stuff.
I work hard pressing all these buttons. Watch the darn video.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So go to twit.tv/IPT to watch the show or any of our past episodes. And that's pretty much it.
I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Sarah Lane.
And thank you for joining us.
We'll see you next week.
On iPad Today. Bye-bye.